Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And we're into hour two of this Columbus Day edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. I guess some people have the day off. Stephen doesn't. I don't. Probably you don't either. But no mail. You went to the mailbox and wondered why. That's why. No delivery today. So we're here on Columbus Day. I hope you have having a good day. I hope you had a good weekend. And in the first hour, if you missed the first hour, it's archived on my website at letstalknutrition.com. Click and listen live, show schedule, and you'll be able to find it. And you can listen live to the show on your computer or other electronic devices that you may have. Just go to letstalknutrition.com, click on listen live. A lot of people do that. And let's see. It is talking about cancer and breast cancer. Of course, this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. October is, and that's hence you see all the different pink, different ways to use the color pink, even, of course, with pink ribbons. But you saw that yesterday in the NFL, for example. All the football players found unique and ingenious ways of putting, including pink into their uniform. And some of the teams even had, you know, the national symbol, the hats and all of that. I mean, the gear. So it's great to see the entire country behind this for the entire month. And it's part of something that we've been doing for a good while now, and it keeps growing and keeps getting, we keep raising our consciousness about it, and we're doing better. Deaths due to cancer going down. I think that's most of that, the experts agree, is due to early detection and better treatment. And that's a good thing. Have they solved the mystery of cancer? Far from it. Very complicated. And talk with any oncologist and she or he will tell you that. But we're trying today. I thought it would be to talk about it, cancer and to breast cancer specifically, to have a way to think about it. What puts us, you know, a framework, what puts us at risk? What do we need to be mindful about in terms of the way we live our life? I'll return back to that, but I want to remind you, too, that you can call 813-636-8255. 813-636-TALK. That's a local number here in Tampa. And then toll-free, anybody, anyplace, anytime, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. This month on the 19th, I believe, I'll be hosting the Vitamin Discount Center Health and Wellness Fair. This time, the fair is going to be held in New Tampa. That's sort of toward my neck of the woods for a change. And Tammy, who's the manager of the Vitamin Discount Center store in New Tampa, is on the phone. We stopped by to talk about the Health and Wellness Fair. Tammy, happy Columbus Day.
Thank you.
In case, I don't know, do you have the Nina, the pink, well, all those three ships, right?
No, I'm short on a couple of those.
So it is Columbus Day, but on the 19th, that's a Friday, right?
It is.
And so I'll be at your store. I'll be hosting the VDC Health and Wellness Fair. You're going to have some different folks stop by, show up, different companies. And so give us a little sketch of that.
We have Massage Envy coming to do chair massages.
Massage Envy?
Yes.
Oh, good.
yeah, I know. I'm kind of excited about that one. We have LA Fitness is going to be here.
Okay. That's where I go.
I believe that they're going to be doing body fat analysis, too, for the people that want that.
Good.
Yasmin from New Chapter.
Oh, yeah, Yasmin. She's good.
And then we have Cindy from Reliance. Reliance is the company that actually does our line of vitamins, so it'll be a great opportunity for people to learn more about our products.
Yeah, in case folks that are new to the show, Vitamin Discount Center, of course, is a sponsor of the show. If you go to any one of their 10 stores, when you go in, like into Tammy's store, for example, you will see a section where they will have the VDC supplements in the classic, the blue and white bottles, and you'll see them. Reliance makes those supplements for Vitamin Discount Center. Reliance is one of the best supplement manufacturers in the U.S. So they'll be there. I think this is the first time they've participated in a VDC Health and Wellness.
I believe it is. Yes.
Yeah. Good for you. You pulled that off. That's good.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We're trying to work on a couple others, but we don't know for sure yet.
Okay.
Who else is going to be able to participate?
Oh, I'm sure you'll have more by the time we get to the 19th.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we're going to have massages, and we're going to have they're going to do what? Body fat, determining how much body fat a person has.
Correct.
LA Fitness. Yeah, that's where I go now because they bought out Lifestyle Family Fitness.
Yes, they sure did. Not too long ago.
No, not too long ago. There's a couple up there in the new Tampa area, LA Fitness.
Well, there's an LA Fitness, and then they had a Lifestyles in Tampa Palms.
Right, and that's now an LA Fitness.
Right.
So they got at least two in that area now, LA Fitness facilities. So that'll be good. I'll have to mention that to the folks at the LA Fitness that I go to in Hyde Park.
Oh, yeah.
I'll mention that to them, that they'll have some representatives there. So I suspect that by the time we get to the 19th, you'll have a couple of more vendors and whatnot.
I would imagine, yes.
Yeah, we'll have some gift baskets, too, yes?
There is definitely some giveaways. I'm not entirely sure how many yet. I heard rumor about five. But
good. Yeah, there's usually at least a half a dozen or so, sometimes more.
Yeah, last time we had a remote here at this location, we had a ton of giveaways.
I know.
We had a ton. I don't know how we were able to fit them all in.
Oh, I'll squeeze them in. I'll squeeze. And we always have a lot of fun when we do these, and it's a good way for people to meet other folks that share a common interest here. You know, your health, and people that take an active involvement in that. So
absolutely.
This is a good thing to do. Monday's always a busy day in vitamin stores, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think maybe it's people realizing that they might not have done the best options over the weekend.
Yeah. Committed a pile of nutritional and lifestyle sin, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Sometimes.
How long have you been in the business?
Actually, the 24th will be 8 years that I've been with the company.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah. And that store, who works with you in that store?
I have Barry here 2 days a week.
Barry Horowitz.
Mm-hmm. I have John Fuller here one.
Oh, yeah. John's a good guy.
And then 4 days a week, I have a girl named Susan here with me.
I don't know. Do I know her? Is she new employee?
She's newer.
Newer.
I think you've seen her here before when you've come in.
It's hard for me to keep up with everybody. I try, though.
Yeah, she's been at this location since, like, end of December.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen her.
I know who it is. Okay. But you've been with the company 8 years. So let me ask you, what is the most common health complaint? What are the top two or three couple health complaints people have when they come into the store and they're looking for some help? What do you think?
I would say a high majority wants the magic pill for weight loss.
For weight loss.
Cholesterol, though, is another big one.
Yeah.
And blood pressure.
The cardiovascular.
Yep.
What about joint pain?
We get a good amount of that as well. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm seeing a lot more of that here lately than I have before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I definitely have seen my joint supplement sales go up.
Uh-huh. Do people come in and ask for, because I do shows on this theme, you know, health and beauty, talking about asking for some guidance on supplements that can help them look a little better, age a little better, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. More women than men, though.
More women than men?
Yes.
Well, the men send their wives.
Yeah, probably.
And their girlfriends.
Because some of these women look amazing, and I'm like, wait. You don't need wrinkle cream.
Yeah. Yeah, we, there's no renovation needed here.
No.
Okay. Well, thanks for giving me a call. I'll be talking with you between now and it's the 19th. What's the phone number to the store?
It is 813-991-7769.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Sometimes active lifestyles and easy access to processed foods prevent us from getting all of the nutrient we need to maintain our well-being. Pure Hawaiian Spirulina Pacifica is an easy way to support your health and is the most nutritious whole food supplement known to mankind. Cultivated on the pristine Kona Coast in Hawaii, this superfood is packed with over 100 nutrients per serving to support your natural energy levels and boost your immunity. Find Hawaiian Spirulina Pacifica in your local vitamin discount center today. Feel the difference. More nutrition, better health. Purely Hawaiian. Mahalo.
The science behind Greens Plus is the results of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
Hi, I'm Jane, and I'm just a regular gal. I exercise regularly, I get a regular paycheck, and I live in a regular house with a regular guy. My bowel, it's regular as well. See, I recently learned that the key to good digestive health is the right balance of good and bad bacteria in the intestinal tract. That's why I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion from Renew Life. It's one of the highest potency probiotics around. With 50 billion active probiotic cultures per capsule, it helps strengthen my digestive and immune systems by creating an environment that makes it hard for potentially harmful bacteria to multiply. It's also the perfect way to restore balance after a course of antibiotics. No wonder it's the fastest growing probiotic on the market today. I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion every day. Using anything else would be, well, highly irregular. Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life. The Digestive Care Company.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Send your kids back to school with the Nutritional Edge, top-selling, great-tasting Rainbow Light gummies. Sugar-free Fiber Garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber plus fruits and veggies, rounding out even finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness. Gluten-free Rainbow Light gummies come in single-serve packets, ideal for lunchboxes. Nutrition that makes the grade from Rainbow Light.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Full Fast Appetite Control Spray. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter, at Dr. Garko, and on Facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to this Columbus Day edition of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. As you're speaking with Tammy, the manager of the Vitamin Discount Center store in New Tampa, I'll be in that store on the 19th hosting the VDC Health and Wellness Fair. Stop by. We always have a good time, always good prize and giveaway, gift cards, whatnot. We'll have a lot of fun. Of course, this is October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I wanted to talk about that specifically, but more generally about cancer. I don't typically do that on the show. It's a complicated topic. You've got to be careful when you talk about it. I'm just reporting on risk factors, I'm trying to provide a framework or a way to think about cancer and some of the risk factor and causes and, what we know from the science, what the science tells us. And of course, our relationship to the environment is very, very important. The environment meaning everything that's outside of our body that enters and interacts with it. That's how I'm using the term environment here. Everything outside the body that enters and interacts with it. Now, that being said, what goes on inside the body does matter. And we can have random gene changes. And in this report from the National Cancer Institute, they talk about this. Now, they pose the question, why is it that some families seem to be more prone to cancer than others? The answer, in part, is inheritance is involved in some of it. Because at birth, some offspring will inherit a gene from a parent or parents that makes them a better candidate or more, or otherwise more susceptible to cancer. But quite frankly, the science tells us that only explains a small percent of the variance relative to new cancer cases. It explains no more than 5%. That's it. However, if you're among that 5%, it's pretty devastating. Other factors that are inside you, the inside matters, if you will, having a stronger or weaker immune system. We have these detoxifying, what they call detoxifying enzymes or repair genes. That kind of system in our body. You can have variations in that, whether it works better or not so well. And then we can have differences in hormone levels. These are factors that are inside the body that will determine or drive or influence whether or not a gene will mutate and become cancerous. They were talking about in this National Cancer Institute that it's rare for several generations of the same family to develop the same type of cancer at rates much higher than those that occur in the population overall. Rarely. They said that often family members are passing on mutated genes that impart a higher than average risk for developing this particular cancer, they said in the report. Right? And so scientists study these genetic profiles of these families and try to learn which genes become implicated in the contraction of cancer. Only about 2 to 5% of cancers run in families. And one good example is what they used in the report was kidney cancer families. The genes involved in the inherited form of renal cancer. They're trying to understand cancer by studying these families, but only 2 to 5% of cancers run in families in the way that I've been describing. And there's much that we don't understand about familiar rates and risks. They're still trying to figure that out. And normally, they were talking about faulty gene repair activities. I identified that's one of the things that goes on in the body. If environmental exposures cause an unwanted molecule to bind to a gene, then you got to have repair proteins to move in and try to take care of that. Well, if that system is breaking down, then you are then more likely to get cancer. And You got these detoxifying proteins that prepare toxic materials for quick removal. That system can go awry. And so there's a lot of, you know, complicated things that can go on inside the body. And they said in this report that a person's chance of developing cancer in response to a particular single environmental exposure depends on how long and how often that person was exposed. And also depends on the person's exposure to certain environmental factors. You know, their diet, hormones in the environment, and so on. Their genetic makeup, age and gender. These are all factors that can also play a role in whether or not a person will develop cancer. Now, environmentally speaking, what are the risk factors? There are environmental carcinogens out there. And I've reported on this many times on the show. The federal government publishes a lot of reports relative to this topic. They publish one report about environmental exposures that are linked to cancer. And there are more than 220 substances in the environment that are reportedly linked to cancer. So there are environmental carcinogens. Tobacco, it's an environmental carcinogen. Cigarette, cigar, pipe smoking. All of these are linked to, they said in the report, more than a dozen types of cancer. Everything from lung, mouth, bladder, colon, and kidney cancers, and then some. Chewing tobacco and snuff increases oral cancer. Secondhand smoke increases lung cancer. You don't even have to be smoking. You just got to be in the room or close to somebody that's smoking all the time. So tobacco is an environmental carcinogen. Smoking is the single most common cause of cancer. And according to the National Cancer Institute, exposure to these cancer-causing chemicals in tobacco products accounts for no less than 30% of cancer deaths in the United States. That's remarkable. You want to reduce your risk of cancer? Don't smoke or use tobacco products and avoid smoke-filled rooms if possible. At the airport, you know, people can't smoke at the airport. They have these smoking rooms. I went by, you know, you go by one of these rooms and there's so many people and they're smoking, you can hardly see the people for all the smoke in the room. Oh my God. Come back, we'll talk about some of these other environmental risk factors, including alcohol, overweight, sedentary lifestyle, diet, viruses. Ultraviolet radiation. The good news that many of these environmental factors are modifiable, and with certain adjustments and changes to your lifestyle, you can, and choices that you make, you can reduce your risk. 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. So you can't blame it just, you know, the genes don't act just by themselves. Sometimes you got mutant genes. I understand that. You're born with that, inherited it. Nevertheless, most of the cancer is accounted for by the interaction with the genes and the environment. Be right back.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent. Just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil, and the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
chiolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels. Now, here's more good news for your heart. A breakthrough clinical study has found chiolic also reduces plaque formation, a major cardiovascular risk factor. Doctors at a UCLA medical center found that patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming chiolic. Be well. Discover organic and odorless chiolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Chiolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to the second half of this Columbus Day edition of Let's Talk Nutrition, the second hour. You know, for years I've talked about cardiovascular disease on this show. Coronary heart disease is the number one cause of death in this country. But I tell you what, you talk about cancer, you can talk about heart disease till you're, no pun intended, blue in the face. And yeah, people say, I know. Cancer puts the fear of, I don't know, people, it is cancer just because it's so insidious. And it can be so deforming and so debilitating and such a hideous, hideous disease. And it scares people, frightens them. More so than I think any other disease. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but that's at least my impression. I mean, don't want to get into which disease is the most insidious and hideous. But cancer really does strike fear into the heart of people, and for good reason. And it is it's such a dramatic disease. As the National Cancer Institute calls it, a renegade disease. It is a renegade disease. It shows no mercy. It does not discriminate. Doesn't care about your social status, how rich, how poor you are, what ethnic group you belong to, what political party you belong to, what religion you are. It does not discriminate. And there are many causes, risk factors and causes. That's what makes it so complicated. And the human body, and it's this interaction between what's going on inside the body relative to your genes and what's going on outside the body, the environment. And that's why I took time today to try to give this way to think about, this inside-outside kind of model. And the environment is everything outside the body that enters and interacts with it. That's how the word environment's being used here. Not forest, oceans, mountains, trees, water. That's environment, but that's in a different context. Environment here is everything outside the body that enters and interacts with it. And Lord knows there's how many things that fall into that category. Alcohol is a major risk factor for cancer. Heavy drinkers, there's no question, the research is clear, have an increased risk of cancer of the mouth, throat, liver, voice box, and esophagus. No more than one or two drinks per day. If you drink in moderation, in fact, can confer a health benefit. Start to drink in excess, you put yourself at risk. Overweight and obesity. This is really an important area. Being overweight is a lifestyle factor, and it is related to cancer. The research is clear. There are clear links between obesity and the risk for breast cancer in older women, endometrial cancer, and cancers of the kidney, colon, and esophagus. By the way, couple that with being sedentary, and that increases the risk of colorectal and breast cancers. Not being physically active will increase a person's risk of colorectal and breast cancer. If you take obesity and being physically inactive or sedentary, they're linked to about 30% of the causes of colon, endometrial, kidney, and esophageal cancers, as well as 30% of breast cancers in older women. That's one of the reasons why I talk so much on this show about being overweight or obese. You are flirting with illness. Especially if you start to gain weight as an adult from about age 18 and between the ages of 50 and 60. And that gaining of weight has been consistently in those adult years associated with the risk of breast cancer after menopause. That's why if you're a woman, I would encourage you to really think about your weight, especially if you're postmenopausal. And as I was reading the literature on being overweight, obesity and breast and cancer generally. Obesity is associated with increased risks of the following cancer types: esophagus, pancreas, colon and rectum, breast, this is subsequent to menopause, endometrium, which is the lining of your uterus, kidney, thyroid, gallbladder. For no other reason people needed to lose weight, this would be one reason. And the research is clear on this. This is not, you know, sort of hazy, fuzzy, a lot of argument and disagreement. No. It's very clear. In 2007, the United States and the U.S., there were about 34 new cases of cancer in men and 50,500 in women. Due to obesity. Just obesity. So, now, what's interesting about obesity as a risk factor, and I was in this report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the National Institutes of Health, which is the National Cancer Institute here. They were talking about why is it that being overweight, what does fat tissue have to do with an increase for certain cancers? Well, what they were talking about in this report, and you've heard me talk about on the show with either by myself or with guests, that fat tissue is responsible for the production of excess estrogen. And that when you have high levels of estrogen in the body, both in men and women, that's associated with the risk of breast, of course, then endometrial for women, breast and endometrial, and some other cancers. But men cannot afford to run high estrogen levels either. Obese people have also increased levels of insulin and insulin-like growth factor in their blood, which promotes the development of what? IGF is growth factor, human growth. It causes tumors to grow. Also, they were talking about in the report how fat cells produce adipokines. Adipokines are hormones that stimulate or inhibit cell growth. And one of these adipokines I've talked about on a show a number of times is leptin, which happens to be more prevalent or abundant in obese people and promotes cell proliferation, where adiponectin is less abundant in obese people. And if you have adiponectin, helps prevent the cell proliferation. And then fat cells also have direct and indirect effects on other tumor growth regulators, which are, I won't get into. So these are some of the mechanisms of action as to how fat tissue can be related or become a factor in causing cancer. Obesity is associated with increased risks of the following cancer types, according to the National Cancer Institute. Esophagus, pancreas, colon and rectum, breast after menopause, endometrium, which is the lining of the uterus, kidney, thyroid, and gallbladder. That is unbelievable. Good news, losing weight is a risk factor. That's modifiable risk factor. You can change that. Come back. I have a health question for you.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Naturals fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably, according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
How are you responding to inflammation? New Chapter is the maker of Zyflamend, America's number one herbal therapeutic for inflammation management. New Chapter's Zyflamend uses potent, broad-spectrum, supercritical extracts of safe herbs like turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend's ability to support healthy inflammation has been researched and tested by some of the world's most respected medical institutions. Stop by your favorite health and nutrition store today to find out more about New Chapter's line of whole food supplements.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
If you suffer from poor digestion, lack of energy, low immunity, or weight gain, fight back by restoring your body's vitality with pure whole food supplements from Garden of Life. Garden of Life is the premier manufacturer of premium whole food nutritional supplements. Created by Jordan Rubin, Garden of Life uses only the highest quality whole foods in their products. Garden of Life also uses a proprietary fermentation process that delivers essential nutrients in a way that gives them maximum potency and absorption. Give your body what it deserves. Give it Garden of Life. Available at vitamin discount centers and fine health food stores everywhere. Or visit www.gardenoflife.com. Garden of Life, empowering everyone to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And welcome back to this final National Breast Cancer Awareness Month segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Been talking about cancer generally, breast cancer specifically today, given that it is October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a very complicated topic. My goal today was simply to try and provide a way to think about cancer. What is it generally in some way for the everyday person, the layperson to... And myself included here, I'm a lay person, to understand what it is and what is, you know, how does it come about? And what is in fact going on? What is the genesis? What are the risk factor, the causes of cancer? It just doesn't come out of the, as I said earlier, the ether. But here's the health question for today. This is according to the American Cancer Society now. For 2012, how many women will die from breast cancer, they predict, for 2012? 19,500, 29,500, or 39,500? According to the American Cancer Society, how many women will die from breast cancer in 2012? 39,510 is the highest number. The lowest number is 19,510, and in the middle is 29,510. So it's from 19,510, 29,510, or 39,510. How many women are predicted to die from breast cancer in 2012, according to the American Cancer Society? If you get the answer right, you'll win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. Toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. How many women are predicted to die from breast cancer in the year 2012? 19,510, 29,510, or 39,510? It's a very difficult topic to talk about because it is so complicated. And these risk factors, the good news is that many of these risk factors, these environmental risk factors, are modifiable. And I'm not going to be able to get into all of them today. But obesity, overweight and obesity, is clearly one of the big risk factors. And it just is something that we can do something about. And our diet is very important. And one study after another, one report after another I read, they talk about how important it is that showing that consuming large quantities of red meat, preserved meats, salt preserved meats, and salt probably increases the risk of stomach and colorectal cancers. I see that all over the place. And then I see reports showing that a diet high in fruits and vegetables decreases the risk of these cancers. And that calorie restriction is important to reduce cancer risk, right? Then I come across a study that says that eating fruits and vegetables does not reduce your risk of cancer. Let's go to Lou, Newport. Newport Richie. Hi, Lou. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Hanging in there, trying to deal with this. It's a dark topic, but you got to talk about, try to be optimistic about it. People can make a lot of choices that can put them at less risk, or they can make choices that put them at more risk. So it's not as if we're at the mercy of this insidious disease. We can reduce our risk. So that's the good news in all of this. I hope that comes through here today, Lou.
But, yeah, I think it's pretty tough for women. From the women I know, it's hard for them to really diet or exercise, and they seem to put the pounds on as they get older.
Yeah, well, I know quite a few men that suffer from the same malady.
This is true.
We got better than a third of the people in this country, Lou, are obese. Better than a third, just a little better than a third. 68% are either overweight or obese. So if the science is right about the connection between being overweight and obese and cancer, and the obesity rate and the overweight rates keep going up and up, I predict that we'll see, even though we've made some progress with cancer, reducing cancer deaths, that may change, and people may have more people dying from cancer. So I hope that doesn't happen, but according to the American Cancer Society, how many women are expected to die this year from breast cancer? Is it 19,510, 29,510, or 39,510?
I went with the highest number, 39,000.
That's right. That's a lot of women. That's just with one type of cancer. And when you think about the impact on the families, the friends of all those people, I mean, it's such a horrible death. It's just an ugly, insidious way disease. It's just terrible.
Are we leading the world, our country, in the percent of obesity?
If not, damn near. I think we are. I'm going to check that. I think we do. If we're not number one, we got to be in the top three for sure. And we may be leading the way. Predictions are that by 2050, we're going to be up in the high 70 range. If we don't get this squared away, we're going to have people and 80% of the population, overweight or obese. 2050 is not that far off.
Yes.
That, I mean, think about that. That's almost, that doesn't leave very many people that are not going to be overweight or obese if these projections are right. I mean, my God.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. It's all about
the schools now. They're starting to, you know, give different diets to these kids. They're cutting down their portion size. So
I know, and the kids are complaining. The kids,
I know.
They're complaining. I saw that this morning. Yet another report. They changed the meals at school, and the kids are complaining. They don't want to eat it. Oh my goodness! Well, congratulations! You won that $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center, Lou. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. I know that this is a difficult topic. It's a complicated topic. I hope that what I talked about today at least gives us a way, you know, to think about it. A lot of people you'd be surprised how many people don't know what cancer is. They really just don't know. They don't know what the risk factors are. And so I know that probably some of the physicians that listen to the show, even oncologists, this sounded like a pretty rudimentary conversation, but there are many people that just don't know some of these basics. And I thought it was, you know, at least one approach here would be the start here. I will continue with this conversation and talk more about some of the other risk factors. I only scratched the surface today. But there's hope in all of this. The research is going forward. The research is great. And many of these risk factors are within our own choices, within our realm of choices, and we can do something about it. Remember, your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
And now a message from Secure, the zinc-free denture adhesive with extraordinary hold.
Dear, did you know it can really make a difference which denture adhesive you use?
Why is that, honey?
Some denture adhesives work better and some are better for you.
Aren't they pretty much all the same?
I've been hearing a lot about that new Secure denture adhesive. Maybe you should try that.
What makes Secure so different?
Apparently, it uses a patented adhesive technology that provides a hold that can last all day long.
I do get a lot of slipping and sliding, so I wouldn't mind something with a longer, stronger hold.
And Secure is waterproof, so what goes on the denture stays on the denture and doesn't end up in your stomach.
I always wondered where all that adhesive wound up at the end of the day.
And I saw on a National Network news show that Secure contains no zinc.
I have to admit, I have been thinking about that.
So now, do you think denture adhesives are pretty much all the same?
There you go. If you're so smart, where can we find Secure denture adhesive?
Secure is available at Vitamin Discount Centers, Mother Earth, The Granary, Richards, and other fine health food stores.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optimal health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural, stimulant-free, internal cleansing products. Learn more at YERBAPRIMA.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
Do you put your health on hold until the start of the new year? Then come to the new Tampa Vitamin Discount Center and learn how to enjoy the holidays without sacrificing your health. Hi, this is Dr. Michael Garko, host of Let's Talk Nutrition. Join me for a live broadcast of my show at Vitamin Discount Center's Health and Wellness Fair on Friday, October 19th from 1 to 4. Talk with health experts, receive product giveaways, and enter to win prizes worth hundreds of dollars. That's Friday, October 19th at the new Tampa Vitamin Discount Center. Call 813-991-7769 or visit my Facebook page at / Dr. Michael Garko.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.